Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our study of the Pachad Yitzchak by Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, on Rosh Hashanah. And this is part of what's called the Kuntres HaChesed. At the beginning of his Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, he has various articles on Chesed. And we're up to Maimer Dalid. And the shir should be the Rafuas, Aaron Yeshua ben Chai Shoshana, and Meir Ruvin ben Shoshana, and Yudah ben Sion ben Naomi, and Ilui Nishmas, Esther ben Shmuel, Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna, and Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef. Says Rav Huttner that every holiday, now this mimer is broken up into three prakim, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, and Perek Gimel, as you would expect, if I said three, and it's quite long. So what we're going to do, just for technical reasons, is we're going to split it up, B'li Nader, three parts. And this way each shir will be more brief, but that has to be seen, obviously, as a complete unit. So every holiday reveals something special about the chosenness of the Jewish people. When we talk about Pesach, Pesach is Gal Yisrael, that God redeemed us from Egypt. Shavuos is Melamed the Torah L'Amo Yisrael. On Shavuos we see that God teaches us Torah. On Sukkos we see Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, that God guards the Jewish people. On Yom Kippur we see Nechalal Neshiftei Yisrael, that He forgives us. So Pesach is redeems us, Shavuos He teaches us Torah, Sukkos He guards us, and Yom Kippur is that He forgives us. What is unique about Rosh Hashanah? What do we find about Rosh Hashanah? What about Rosh Hashanah shows us, where in Rosh Hashanah do we see that the Jewish people are unique or special? From the principles and the foundations laid down by those with the divine spirit, we learn that the characteristic of the Jewish people that is revealed on Rosh Hashanah is Gaon Yaakov. Gaon, the greatness, the pride of Yaakov, of Jacob. How do we see that? Because when they were metaken, say a Perek of Tehillim, before a Kriya Shofar, we read the Perek Mem Zayin. That's the Mizmor of Kedushas Hayom. Yivchar lanu es nachal haseinu, as Gaon Yaakov, Asher Ahev Sela, the pride of Jacob that God loves forever. And then we say, Allah Elohim v'truah, God is elevated with our blowing up the shofar. So we see that it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. We have to understand what's this relationship between Gaon Yaakov, the pride of Jacob, the glory of Jacob, and the Kedush Sayyom of Rosh Hashanah. It says in the Pasuk, B'mistarim tivka nafshi mipnei gavo. And the Gemara says, M'sechaz chagig and daf hei. What is this B'mistarim in the hidden places? Tivka nafshi, my soul cries. That there is a place that God has called Mistarim. And there God cries about the gaiva of the Jewish people, the pride of the Jewish people, that was taken away from them and given to the Goyim. We see from this that these hidden places are special for Bechiah, for crying, on the glory of the Jewish people. That is where God cries. In the hidden places, God cries for the glory of the Jewish people. But on other cryings, God doesn't cry dafka b'mistarim, in the hidden places. The explanation of this matter requires us to define the essence of the glory of the Jewish people. Ga'avasam shel Yisrael gaiva, we usually see in the negative context. But here it's in a positive context. Gavasim shel Yisrael, the glory of Israel. Glory of Israel, God cries, says the Gemara in Chagiga, for the glory of Israel, which is taken away from them and given to the Gentiles, in Mistarim, in this hidden place. So now we have to understand what this pride and glory of the Jewish people is. The possibility, explains Rav Huttner, of fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah, depends on a specific mitzvah, on a specific reality. Many of the great mechabrim that were osek in the minyan hamitzvahs, they made a cheshbon, and they revealed that in the tkufas of galus, when the Jewish people were in exile, only 270 of all the mitzvahs in the Torah are able to be kept. We know that there's 613 mitzvahs, and only 270 are able to be kept. That's the, you can look in the Sefer HaChinuch, what's printed before his Akdama. So that's not very much. And they gave a siman. Ani yishena, I am sleeping, says the pasuk. Vili bi'er, and my heart is awake. That's a pasuk in Shir Shirim Perakei Pasuk Beis. I am sleeping, and my heart is awake. What is awake? What is air? Air is bigamatria. 270. In other words, even when ani yishena, when in general the Jewish people are sleeping, because we're in galus, nevertheless, we can hear the pounding of her heart in those 270 mitzvahs that are simanim, that are signs for tzchius, the libi air, my heart is awake. Those are the 270 mitzvahs. And even when she is sleeping, Knesset Yisrael, even when the Jewish people are sleeping, she is also awake. Only in a situation where all the mitzvahs of the Torah can be kept, are the Jewish people considered completely awake. This mitzvah, that all of the mitzvahs of the Torah can be kept, is contingent upon the following conditions. We need the revelation of Nevuah on all of its levels. We need Hashras Hashchina of the Kohanim that are speaking Baruch HaKodesh, because then we can have Urim V'Tumim. We need the Sanhedrin. We need the Mikdash. We need Malchus. And we need that most of the Jewish people are living in Eretz Yisrael. All of those conditions together create a reality in which most of the mitzvahs of the Torah are able to be kept. That, sweetest friends, is called Gaon Yaakov, the glory of Jacob. The glory of Jacob is when all of the mitzvahs can be kept. When did this happen? This happened during Bayis Rishon in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, during the first Beis HaMikdash. The first time we separated ourselves from this matzav was in the time of Yeravam. And then it got worse and worse, until it got to a point of complete galus, ani yishena v'libi air, we were sleeping, and only able to keep air 270 mitzvahs. And when we look at the nature of these nitukim, of being disconnected, we can find them in two perspectives. Number one, nituk ha'idei histalkut v'gniza, when we were cut off because we were removed and put away, stored away. And that's number one. And number two, nituk ha'idei shiltonim shalom ha'olam, we were cut off because of the ruling of the nations of the world. Nevuah nistalka, ha'aron v'luchos ha'edus nignizu. So there was no longer nevuah. The aron and the tablets of testimony of the luchos ha'edus, they were put away. So that's the siluk. And then what about malchus? This, again, the siluk is nevuah was mistalek, and the aron and the luchos ha'edus were put away. And tachsisei malchus, the fact that we had kings, and yishuv ha'aretz, the fact that most of the Jews were here, that was misbatel because the Goyim were ruling over Eretz Yisrael. So we see that now in the time of Galus, these two skulos, which compromise the Gaon Yaakov, are found in two separate places. Some of them are put away, stored away, like the Aron and the Luchos, and some, and the Vua put away, and others are Tachas Yadim Shel HaGoyim, Malchus, we no longer have Malchus because the Goyim are ruling over Eretz Yisrael. And that's what it says in Chazal, that there's a place of crying for the glory of Israel that was taken away from them and given to the Jewish nations. That's been Mistarim, that's in the hidden places. The emphasis here is on the fact that it was given to the Umos HaOlam, it was given to the nations. In other words, the crying was for the fact that even those portions of Gaon Yaakov that were taken away from us, they didn't remain stored away. They were given to the Gentiles. That's the Bechiyah Bamistarim. Again, as we said, there are those things that are taken away, that are stored away, and those that are given to the Gentiles. The Bechiyah Bamistarim, says the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga, is on what was taken away from us and given to the Gentiles. And that Bechiyah Dafka is Bamistarim. So why are we crying? We're crying, why is the Bechiyah in Mistarim, in the hidden places? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying, Kiviyachol, that it didn't remain in the hidden places. That what was taken away from us didn't remain in the hidden places. Rather, it was given over to the Gentiles. And really, we find two tefillos that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Brachas Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara relates that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem, A, that the Shechina should be shor on Am Yisrael, and B, that the Shechina shouldn't be shor on the Goyim. So it's not only that we lost it, we want to have the Shechina, we also don't want it to be shor al Umas HaOlam. And now we understand very clearly the reason for this Bechi in the Mistarim. In other words, in those places, that there, those portions of Yaakov are stored, in those places, God is crying that the Eretz HaKodesh, the Malchus, is not also in Geniza. God is crying in the hidden places where the other portions of Gaon Yaakov are stored, the Aron, the Luchos, the Nevuah which was taken away, which is in Mistarim. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, and he says, Oy vavoy, that halavai that Eretz HaKodesh should also be put away, and it shouldn't be tachas hashilton shel ha'umos. It says in the Gemara in Meseches Pesachim that 26 ki la'olam chazdos correspond to the 26 generations from Briyas Ha'olam until Matan Torah, that the Torah hadn't been given, and God fed us with his chesed. In other words, the Gemara says that when we say Hodul Hashem Ki Tov Ki Olam Chazdo, like we say on Shabbos morning, there are 26 Ki Olam Chazdos, that's corresponding to the 26 Doros from Adam HaRishon until Matan Torah. There was Chesed. We didn't have to earn it because there was not yet Torah and Mitzvahs. So there HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Zonas B'Chazdo. And we don't have to say that Chazal here, it's Pashut, we can understand in our own. And Chazal here aren't saying that from Matan Torah and on, there is less chesed from Hashem. No, adarabah. This Maimer is teaching us that through Matan Torah, the Midah of chesed became greater and greater, and it made room for the existence of the worlds as reward. While during the first 26 generations before Matan Torah, the world was for free, now we get to earn it. That's much greater. That's a much greater chesed. Chesed is that you're not getting it for free. Chesed is when you make somebody feel that he or she earned it. And that it says that these 26 generations existed b'chazdo shel makom, that is like the parnasa, the money that you give a child, intending that when the child gets older, he will be sitting at his own table, he will be self-sufficient. And we see from this that even though there's definitely an hag of schar v'onish before Matan Torah, as we saw, there were honshim, there was the Dora Mabel and Aflag, etc. Nevertheless, the schar of Avodas Hashem before Matan Torah is not enough to justify the existence of the world, of the worlds. In order that the worlds should exist as a tashlum schar, we need the mitzvahs of the Torah. Before Matan Torah, you're right, there was schar, there was onesh, but the schar wasn't enough to justify the existence of the world, therefore the world had to exist. B'chesed, pure chesed, chesed chinam. After Matan Torah, the world is no longer existing based on chesed. After Matan Torah, the world is existing based on Avoda, our Avoda Hashem, the mitzvahs of the Torah, the mitzvahs that we perform after Matan Torah, that gives justification to the world. Mashiach came before Matan Torah, the good deeds that were done were not enough, and therefore the world had to exist based on Chesed Chinam. And it emerges, therefore, says Rav Huttner, the Oto HaChesed HaGadol HaNotein Makom LaMidat HaOlamot B'Torat Zchiya B'Din ולא רק ויתור של השפעה, אי אפשר לו להופיע אלא על ידי תוכן הרוחני של הדרגה דגאון יעקב. That great chesed that gives room for the worlds to exist, as zechia bedin, that we earn the existence of the world, and not just that God is easy on us, and he's mevater, he just foregoes it, that can only appear through the spiritual content of the level of gaon Yaakov, Dahainu ha'efsharus shel kiyum kol mitzvah shel Torah. What is the level of Gaon Yaakov, as we said earlier, that all of the mitzvahs can be fulfilled? Umikavan di yom hadin shel Rosh Hashanah eino ba bi'ikral hanagat ha'olamot ela al hitavut ha'olamot. As we explained in an earlier shir, the Yantav of Rosh Hashanah is not about the world existing. It's about the fact that the world came into existence. And that's why it's called Zikaron, Zikaron, Yom Yisham, remember the first day. Harei de Gilui Madrega Zu de Gaon Yaakov, Hihi Yisodo Shel Skirat Hadin to Rosh Hashanah. The revelation of this level of Gaon Yaakov, that is the foundation of the Din of Rosh Hashanah. Allah Elohim Bisrua, Hashem Bekol Shofar. God goes up when we blow the shofar with the shofar blast. How? Al yidei b'chiras hanachala Gaon Yaakov asher ahev sela. The pride, the glory of Jacob that God loves. In other words, it says yifchar lenu as nachala seinu as Gaon Yaakov asher ahev sela. So the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is the fact that we are returning to the nachal of Gaon Yaakov that God loves so much. The Allah Elokim B'Sru Hashem B'Kol Shofar. You know how God is elevated through the shofar? Through Gaon Yaakov. Through the fact that the glory of Jacob is in existence. What is the glory of Jacob? The glory of Yaakov is the fact that we can keep mitzvahs. The fact that we can keep mitzvahs in the complete form. Because that's the whole point of Rosh Hashanah. The whole point of Rosh Hashanah is the Hishavus HaOlam. The coming into being of the world. And what gives the world a Zchus Kiyum? The complete fulfillment of mitzvahs. Not the chesed chinam. The purpose of the world is not the chesed chinam that we had, the free chesed for 26 generations. The purpose of the world is a complete fulfillment of the mitzvahs, as we had in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. And therefore, dafkan Rosh Hashanah, we talk about Gaon Yaakov, the glory of Yaakov, the complete fulfillment of the mitzvahs, which gives the world its chus kiyum, its right to exist. And not just ani yishena v'libi er, that when we are sleeping in galus, the lev is er, there are 270 mitzvahs that we're doing. No, more than that, the Gaon Yaakov, the complete fulfillment of the mitzvahs. Sweetest friends, this was Parak Aleph of Maimer Dalet, and we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem b'lineder b'siyata d'shmaya to continue next time with Parak Beis, and we should all be zoche to understand these deep Torahs, and they should penetrate our hearts and turn us into great people, into holy people, into people who are attached to Gaon Yaakov, the glory of Yaakov, the complete fulfillment of Mitzvah Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.